Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Just under $138,000 in that lockbox, again, headed towards $500,000. So we're trying to get to that goal before the on-air fund drive. It starts October 21st. It's WAMC.org, that simple.
It really is. It is where we live. It is what we do. We have created this radio station, all of us together. I don't know that it'll last forever, but I can tell you this much. It'll last if each of us decides that this is what's important. You know, David, I keep thinking $5 is a lot of money to some people. $10,000 is a lot of money to some people. But whatever you can do, we're all on this same stage together, and we'll make it happen. WAMC.org.
Things got ratcheted up in a big way yesterday, Alan. Blaring headlines everywhere. The Democrats are taking up an impeachment drive. They say President Trump betrayed his oath. There was Nancy Pelosi saying no one was above the law. The president, in response, basically says he wants to ignite a backlash, says CNN, against Pelosi and inspire his base and other GOPers to a big 2020 turnout. And we await potential for the so-called whistleblower to testify before Congress.
Well, I have to say, it does appear that Pelosi is a political genius. She took her time. She resisted. Everybody knew it. But when the time came, she stood up there and she said the most important thing to people who have doubts about Trump, and that was no one is above the law. Because we have been going down a road in which Trump does believe he's above the law or seems to believe it and says, basically, I can do anything I want. That is the power of the presidency. Well, the framing fathers and all of the people around them came up with what? An idea that there had to be a balanced government, that the United States Congress could ask questions, that the United States Congress could hold a president to account. There's only been three impeachments in the lifetime of the United States. One of them, I believe, was spurious. It was, you know, a sex thing with Bill Clinton. But I have to say, this is an historic moment. Pelosi seized upon it, did it extraordinarily well. It had gravitas that was apparent to everybody who watched her and said, we're going to go for this. And it will, of course, come down to the United States Senate. Will they go along with it, the Republicans in the Senate? Of course not, unless something else comes out. But at the moment that something else does come out, the stage will be set for removal. I don't think it's going to come to that. I think the big prize here is the Senate itself, because those senators who refuse to go along one way or the other are going to be held accountable at the polls. And I think that's the brilliance of the strategy as it exists now.
We, of course, are expecting to get the transcript today to be released by the White House of the phone call between the president of the United States, Trump, and the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. They're also expected to have a, according to Zelensky, a warm meeting today at the UN.
Well, what's he going to do? The very existence of his country, the amount of money that comes in to fight the basic war that they're in now. If this president gives up on this and in any way alienates the other president, President of the United States, there is a huge threat to the Ukraine. On the other hand, as I've said before, if the Democrat is elected and this president is out, this president of the Ukraine has to be very, very careful about what he has said during this time. So it's a job I wouldn't want, I'll tell you that much. You know, I think that the fact that Trump is giving up the kind of information he's giving up today indicates a couple of things. One of them is we hope that it's an honest transcript that is put out there. And the other is it'll be very interesting to see whether the American people think that what has been alleged is actually happening. In other words, that this president, Trump, is basically blackmailing the other president, which is if you want your money to fight your war, you better say something bad about Joe Biden.
Will Zelensky be asked if he felt he was being bribed?
He has now said publicly the conversation he had with Trump was a private one, and I suppose that's the best he can do right now. In other words, he is not going to throw Trump under the bus, and on the other hand, it looks like he doesn't want to lie either.
Very interesting, all of it. And of course, the claims by President Trump. Will an impeachment inquiry help the president in a re-election bid by rousing up the base?
Well, you know, there were a lot of people who think that that was the case. I don't. I think the American people are smart. If, in fact, he, the president, who's guilty of wrongdoing, they'll see it. They'll see it the same way they saw it in Watergate. They'll see it here. Do I think that they have reached the level of proof that they need, that he is that kind of president? That I don't know. But I think once this thing gets started, we're going to be seeing a lot more information coming out.
What do you make of the court in England ruling against Boris Johnson on the issue of shutting down the government?
Hey, David, I don't want to be one of those guys who says, I hate to say I told you so. But yesterday on our panel, I made the point I didn't understand what was going to happen now that the House has been reopened. And I was assured by some of my fellow and wonderful panelists that he was out of there. Apparently not. Apparently he will survive. It'll be in a weakened position because they just can't give up the kind of democracy that they have there. And this threatens that.
And without WAMC, we don't have the information that we need to make the decisions about our society. WAMC.org. We need that $500,000 by October 21st, right, Alan?
David, you've said a mouthful. The fact is, we can't go on without it. We know that. We are all together in this. We have all made it so far. So that's what we need to say to everybody. This is very serious stuff, folks. We've been there, and we've all been in this together. You've been there. We've been there. Together, we'll make it. But it's going to take everybody putting a little something in at WAMC.org. We know we can count on you.